Hallelujah, Yeshua, Father God.
Diane Collins, owner and stylist at the Deliverance Christian Beauty Salon outside Washington, D.C., bows her head of long red ringlets and leads a circle of women in a mid-morning prayer break.
Father, we just ask that you would cleanse our heart from any sin, Lord, that our prayer might not be hindered. Father, we just praise you because you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
But don't look for stained glass windows or dark wooden pews in this scene. We're in a beauty parlor, not a church, and the ring of clasped hands belongs to customers, not parishioners. Most have been getting their hair styled here for years. All feel free to offer their own prayers to their supreme being.
You set this day aside,
yes,
even before eternity began, O God, that you saw us standing here in this circle, seeing that believers can get together, Lord God, and not only have their emotional needs met and their physical needs met, but their spiritual needs met, even in a beauty salon.
Hallelujah.
Bless this household. Bless everyone that steps foot in here, God. Hallelujah, that they don't leave out the same way they came, God. Hallelujah. God, and we thank you, God.
Amen.
The expert way Diane Collins handles her electric razor, her scissors, her curling iron, and other tools means that no one, except perhaps bald reporters, will leave the Deliverance Salon the way they came in. Miss Collins' artistry is highly valued within African-American culture, which, in keeping with its African roots, prizes both imagination and diversity in hairstyling. Yvette Gibson's coiffure is called World of Curls.
Some people want braids, some people want curls, some people want straight up down, but she knows the different styles that African-American women like. Nobody does it like Diane. And so, you know, you can sit in her chair knowing that she's anointed, that God has just, that's her whole purpose, is to do hair.
For Diane Collins herself, that is just the point. She wants her salon to be a place where spirits are transformed as well as hair. It's all part of a dream she began to have back in 1980 when she became a Christian.
At the time, I was working in a secular salon or worldly salon, and I noticed so many different things was going on, like profanity, and sometimes you would have fights that broke out in the salon, and sometimes unfair management. And I would play my Christian music, and they would have the secular music, so we had a contrast going on there.
One might assume the contrast between hair and holiness to be as unbridgeable as, say, heaven and earth. Not so, says Andrea Hayworth, one of a happy haggle of three waiting for Diane.
God wants not just your inner man, but he wants the outer self to look good because we're in the image of God. So when people look at us and they say, wow.
Terry White, resplendent in her own high-riding, multicolored, gel-intensive hairstyle called Push Waves, nods in agreement with her friend. She says the spiritual life involves the same emotions as a secular one. They're just directed differently.
Absolutely. It is the same emotion. It's just, who are you feeding, you know?
Right.
I always say this. This is a poem I really love. There's two forms within my breast. One is foul and one is blessed. The new I love, the old I hate, but the one I feed will dominate. So basically, our body is our building, our temple. And they paint other buildings and decorate other buildings. Why can't we decorate ours? So beauty and the Christian woman, I just think it all goes together.
Beauty salons can often be a refuge for women, places where they can talk and relax and share their concerns in a sort of sisterhood. While getting a shampoo and watching as an impromptu hymn gets started up, Dolores Magruder says that Diane Collins and the Deliverance Salon share that quality with their non-Christian counterparts, but with a sacred twist.
I've come here, and there have been times when I've been really troubled by something, and she ministers to you like a servant of God would, and she tries to touch that place that's hurting, and she does stop. I've seen her oftentimes stop and pray with people. It's the presence of, we feel, it's the presence of God, because the Spirit is always positive, it's always loving, it's always welcoming, and that's what we experience every time we come.
What a mighty God we serve.
At the Deliverance Christian Beauty Salon outside of Washington, D.C., this is Adam Phillips reporting.
Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him.